Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are still creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And right now, you know, we've been talking about the season of the harvest because this is harvest season. And I think everybody had the misunderstanding that the harvest season was all about farmers who plant food and other resources, and now we get an opportunity to share in all of the wonderful eatings, the eatings of the season. I know that's how it was when I grew up. I understood harvest as a kindergartner to mean that there were going to be this beautiful display of pumpkins and beautiful plant life and beautiful animal life, and it was the season of the harvest. And of course we understand the pilgrims and how all of that works, and we learned a whole lot of stuff that was supposed to be history that really was not his story, your story, my story, or the story. You see, the season of the harvest is really about you understanding that the harvest is here, and it is what you do in this harvest that dictates where you get to go in the next level, the next dimension of your life. What's the next dimension? The new year. Every single year, each and every one of us gets an opportunity to redo what we did wrong, to do what we now know to do that we didn't know before, or to simply get a second, third, fourth, fifth, or a sixth chance. Why? Because January 1st absolutely positively represents a new beginning. The new year is full of collaboration, anticipation. You want to lose everything. You want to lose your money, your man, your weight, your job, anything that's not working. You promise yourself that it's going to go. Every single year, everybody promises, you know what? I'm not going to do what I did last year. I'm not going to do what I did in my 40s. I'm not going to do what I did in my 20s. I'm not going to do what I did in my 50s. And here we are in our 60s, 70s, and 80s. And we've done the same stuff over and over and over again. So today, I want to talk about harvest from this perspective. Decisions decide wealth. Let me repeat. Decisions decide wealth. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit because I got to go back a few steps in order to share with you where I'm coming from. And I'm praying that you will not only receive this message, but that you will share this message with others. First of all, let's deal with the word black. Now, I know that black is beautiful. I know the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. I know I'm to say it loud because I'm black and I'm proud. And I say that without any disrespect for or exclusion of anybody else of any other race. If you know my history, like I know my history, then you know that there have been some issues with my history. So yes, I am proud to be a black person. I am even more proud to be a child of God, to be a human being who can breathe and live on this earth and live a life full of purpose. So let's just start there. But I want to talk about some of the times that the word black is used, and it doesn't really mean a good thing. And then I want us to talk about the word black as relates to what is happening right now in this harvest season, in every single harvest season that I remember before it. But about 10, 15 years ago, it became crazy, and it's called Black Friday. Now, what do you think black means in this Black Friday? What does it mean for you, your family, and generational wealth? Well, first of all, I'm going to deal with the word blackout. I'm looking up the word blackout. And the word blackout, it has two distinct meanings. One, according to the dictionary that I'm looking at, it says a blackout is a failure of electrical power supply. Simply, I remember being a kid growing up in the projects, and every time it would rain, my grandmother would want us to turn off everything. We'd have to hide in the, I don't even know where we hid. I think we hid in the closet. We couldn't turn anything on. There could be no lights. Nothing could definitely be plugged. Nothing could be plugged up. And you definitely couldn't sit near anything that was plugged up. So if the television was plugged up and it started to storm, you couldn't go near the television, nor could you touch the plug if it was already in. So there was this thing called a blackout. And I remember many times sitting in the dark in a blackout. I remember once sitting in the blackout outside with some of my other friends whose mothers and grandmothers and big mamas were equally as concerned. And there were kerosene lamps and there were flashlights and all kind of things. So it's simply a failure of electrical supply. Now, here's the other definition of blackout that intrigues me as it relates to wealth, your money, and your decisions, because we are talking about the decision for wealth, or wealth is a decision, or deciding that you're going to have wealth, not it being a destiny, not it being necessarily connected to prayer. Yes, you should pray, but you should also act. So we're talking about this decision. And blackout also means a suppression of information, especially one imposed on the media by government. Let me repeat, a suppression of information, especially one imposed on the media by government. So the total information blackout on the impeachment, or the total information blackout on the tax laws, or the total information, it is a suppression of information. So I'm going to deal with this word from the two different perspectives based on what everybody is saying about Black Friday. First of all, I remember when Black Friday actually happened on Friday. Yes, I have lived long enough to remember that. I've also lived long enough to remember when a candy bar, let's just say a Snicker, first of all, it was 40% larger than the one that you see now, and it was 75% cheaper, or maybe even more than that. I think it was 25 cents, which meant it was actually about 150% cheaper, and it was 40% larger. So I remember that. I remember going to the candy store with one quarter and leaving the candy store with some Now Later, some wine candies, maybe a pickle with peppermint in it, and at least a nickel in change so I could come back later and get some blow pop or some bubble gum or whatever it is that I wanted. I am old enough to remember that. I'm also old enough to remember when Black Friday started on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the day after the Day of Harvest, the day after it started. And you may have started getting your sales papers in the mail. You know, everything came in the mail, or they may have started to advertise on television. Maybe that Sunday before Black Friday, or that Friday before Black Friday. Let me tell y'all something. They have been advertising Black Friday since last Black Friday. Do you understand me? It is 2019, and I have been seeing Black Friday sales for weeks, probably even months. I hear people talking about Black Friday in July. Wait a minute. It's supposed to be the 4th of July, red, white, and blue. Black ain't even in this color. So here we are talking about Black Friday, and we are also trying to figure out what decision are we going to make for our wealth. And let me tell you, I used to say, don't go spend too much on Black Friday because you'll end up in the red. But the truth is, we all need to think about a green Friday. A green Friday. You see, it's nice to go out for Black Friday if the intent is to go and buy things that you can already afford because you already have your money under control. You've got money saved in the bank. You have additional cash flow at the end of the month. And now you want to use some of your cash flow to go and buy things in a less expensive manner. I understand that. But if Black Friday is used to go out and spend money we don't have, but to spend less of it or more stuff, then I'm not down for that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am talking about the word black. Yes, the beautiful word black, the beloved black, the diabolical black, the wonderful black, the loving black, the courageous black. I'm talking about the word black, but I cannot ignore what the world wants to do with the word black, because one of the things that I realize, and I know you realize, is that we have attached the word black to Black Friday. So I'm trying to figure out, and I want you to think about this with me. I'm trying to figure out, are we talking about a good black, or are we talking about a blackout? Are we talking about a good black, or are we talking about something like black magic, which I heard is not all that great? Are we talking about a good black, a black of the berry, the sweet of the juice? Are we talking about black being more, or are we talking about black being less? So this word blackout, the word blackout, it has to do with a failure or a complete absence of electrical supply. So I'm going to ask you the question, do you think that Black Friday has been presented to us with full power? Or do you think Black Friday has been presented to poor people with the absence of power? Do you feel that Black Friday has been presented to us, to people, to the 99% that are out there working every single day? You see, I became real confused when I found out I was a part of the 1%. 1% of the people in the world own over 90% of the wealth, where the other 99% are trying to figure out. Well, guess what? Some of that 1% has been struggling too. I was one of the 1%. I was one of the 1% making over $300,000 a year, but was still broke. So my question is, has this Black Friday been presented with full information, with power, or has it been presented without? I want to talk to you a little bit about the harvest season and as it relates to this decision. Because if you can make the decision, and if you understand that not only you can make the decision, if you understand that you can make the decision, but you also understand that your decisions decide your wealth, then we can answer this question much more objectively. It doesn't have to be about race. It doesn't have to be about politics. It doesn't have to be about what they did. It doesn't have to be about reparations. It has to be simply about something objective that you can measure, called a decision. So what do I mean when I say decisions decide wealth? What I simply mean is the decisions that you make are 100% connected to your wisdom or your lack thereof. And wisdom is the ability to discern difference. Let me repeat. Wisdom is the ability to discern difference. So you need to know the difference between the people who are for you and the people who are against you. That's wisdom. You need to know the difference between someone who's coming to ask you for money or someone who's coming to ask you for a job or opportunity or next level. That's wisdom. You need to understand the difference between what is good for you, what's coming down the road that may be good, or what's coming down the road that is sent to destroy you. That too is wisdom. So based upon the wisdom that you gain, the wisdom that you discern, the wisdom that you give yourself access to, because wisdom isn't something that you can just pick up. Wisdom is something that gets developed over time, and wisdom has no time limit. Someone who is 10 years old could have more wisdom than someone who's 80 years old. It has to do with the amount of time that you spend on a particular thing, studying a particular thing, but it has nothing to do with the time that you have simply been present. So I respect my elders. I love my elders. But just because you're an elder doesn't mean you have wisdom. Let me repeat. I respect my elders. I love my elders. But just because you're an elder doesn't mean you have wisdom. And the same point, just because I'm older than someone doesn't mean I have more wisdom than they do. So here's the deal. If you fully obey the lessons of wealth, then your wisdom will increase as a result. And the decisions that you make connected to that wisdom will either put you in the poorhouse or will put you in the wealth house. The decisions. You will be blessed in the city. You will be blessed in the fields. You will be blessed when you come and when you go, if you make the right decisions. So what are you going to decide this Black Friday? Is it going to leave you in the red? Or are we going to focus on the green? Because here's what I think. I'm going to break down these two definitions, and I'm going to tell you what I've come up with. What I've come up with is Black Friday has been an absolute failure in terms of power supply. It is absolute failure in terms of power supply. It is not designed to give people financial power. It is not designed to give people financial wealth. It is designed to create activity in the economic space so that businesses can be successful. Let me repeat. It's designed to create activity in the economic space so businesses can be successful. Not so the individuals who go and buy things at those businesses. Now, does that mean every single Black Friday sale is a bad one? Absolutely not. I'm going to do something on Green Friday for everybody. Since everybody's spending money, you may as well spend some on knowledge too. There are some good choices that you make, but that's what I want to ask you. Is it a choice? Or has it been thrown in your face with the absence of power, and has information been left out? Well, I'm going to tell you, I work with some of the most iconic people on the globe. And what I'm telling you is that big business, big ideas happen during a small season during the year. And what they sit down and figure out, and I'm not talking about the people that I work for and with, but what I'm saying to you is there are decisions that are made about wealth and how we're going to get it. And what they say is, what can we make this year that's only going to cost us $1 that we can sell to people who aren't thinking on Black Friday and make them stand in line to get it and make them pay $200, $300, $400. Or you know what? We're going to mark it up in the beginning anyway and make them think we put it on sale. I want you to think about that. It's harvest season. The harvest is here. The time is now. You must make a decision. You must make a decision that you will be wealthy. Yes, you're going to face the problems that you face every day. Yes, your bill collectors are going to call you. But decisions decide wealth. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. It's 1230. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Follow me at Lynn Richardson, at Lynn Millionaire. That's on all social media. You can hear these episodes also at LynnMillionaire.com, and you can go to Google Podcast, YouTube, everywhere to get the information that you need so that you can take advantage of harvest season, because the harvest is here. And today I am saying decisions decide wealth. And I want you to make a decision about your wealth on the week, the day, and the time. Now, here's the deal. The reason why I am even talking about this now, because we haven't even gotten to this Friday and they already talking about the next Friday, which is Black Friday. And although I love the word black, just in case you are tuning in, black power, I am black, black of the berry, you know, all of that stuff. Which black are they talking about? Because oftentimes the word black is used to connotate something that is dark. I think Malcolm X was one of the first that I heard to actually spell it out. Well, just in case you're confused, I'm going to spell it out for you right now. When they say Black Friday, I want you to decide for yourself, what are they talking about? Because here are some of the other blacks. The black market is a place where you should not buy anything, or where things are purchased illegally, unethically, and or immorally. The black list, if you're on that, watch out. Somebody's coming for you. A black eye doesn't feel good or look good. A blackout, we've talked about that word. It is an absence of power or a suppression of information. The absence of power or the suppression of information. What about a black box? What about a black mood? Black magic. Now, let me just stop here for a minute and let me talk about the word black girls magic. Because all of my sisters who I love, we've come up with this term. But there's nothing magic about what I do. There's nothing magic about surviving. There's nothing magic about growing up in the projects and struggling and making it and getting out of the projects and getting out of debt and getting out of my own mind, getting out of my own way. There's nothing magic about that. See, that was glory. That was black girl glory. That was the Lord's power. That was the universe, whatever you call it. But I personally do not call it magic. Now, I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it there. I don't judge anybody who wears the t-shirt. And I still love everybody. And doesn't mean I won't be at an event where they are talking about black girl magic. And it doesn't mean I won't clap. I'm just asking you to think about it for just a moment. What about black death? Black sheep? That's the person in the family who doesn't fit in. What about blackface? We've dealt with that a whole lot, right? We are shutting down businesses, or at least trying to, whenever somebody mocks our history by being in blackface. What about the black hand, the black head, the black hole, the black shirt, black male, black leg, black ball, black mark? And the list goes on all the way up to Black Friday. I'm asking you to make a new decision. I'm asking you to understand that your decisions decide your wealth. And I want you to decide this year if you are going to participate. And if you are going to participate, are you going to participate from a place of power, or are you going to participate from a place of lack? Are you going to participate from a place of information, or are you going to participate from a place of desperation? There is a difference between the two. So, I have posed the problem. Of course, you know, when I pose a problem, I've got to offer a solution. Got to offer a solution. I'm going to ask you to think about this. If you are going to participate in what I am now calling a Green Friday, and let me help you understand something. There's something coming out. So I want you to follow me. I want you to go to my website. I want you to go to LynnRichardson.com. I want you to go to LynnMillionaire.com. I want you to go to WVON.com. I want you to click on Lynn's List at LynnMillionaire.com. Follow all of the people who I have grown to not only trust, but to love and to support. People who I know who are out there in the marketplace helping others, like attorney Serena Williams and attorney Deidre Wood Stokes and Janaea Kennedy and Monica Poland and Tania Simmons and Cecilia Marlowe and Alicia Bowens and Ingrid Woolfolk and Sharice Richards and so many more. And Leo Jean Lewis, who's also joining us to help people get on the path to debt freedom, because we're going to start something new. It's Green Friday.
How about us green every day? That's what we are focused on. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that you can do. Here's a couple of things you can do. Number one, first, make a decision to track every single penny that you spend. Let's go back to the basics. Track every penny that you spend. Make a decision today. Go take a look at it. Cry, weep, beg, holler, whatever it is you have to do. Because sometimes the situation is so bleak that you don't want to deal with it. I've already started to talk about when we ask for help and then get it and don't do anything with the help that we get. Because we either A, don't believe that the help is going to help us. Or B, we're having too much fun doing what we're doing. And even though it hurts, we're going to keep doing it anyway. Which group do you fall in? I know that I've fallen in both groups. There was a time when I didn't do what I was supposed to do because I was having too much fun doing what I was doing. That's just the bottom line. I was having too much fun. My ego was inflated. I was having too much of a power trip, running around, making people think I had a whole lot of money. And the truth is I did. I had a lot of money, but I was spending more than I made. Nobody knew that except for me and my bank account, of course. The NSFs told me. What are you going to do? There was also a time when I didn't get the help because I didn't think I could be fixed. I didn't think I could be fixed. I thought that the way that I was living and the way that I was thinking, I thought that that was it and that anything else couldn't be it because I had already decided what it is. Well, don't you know people fail in life because they don't know what they don't know and they think they know? That's right. People fail in life because they don't know what they don't know and they think they know. And I was one of those people. So if you think I'm anything, let me help you understand something. I have come a long way. And so can you. Make a decision to track every penny. Then I'm going to ask you, if you've already received it, open the income and expense spreadsheet. See, people think I'm doing this show and that the tons of money is being made. Let me help you understand something. Now, I am a successful woman. I have successful businesses. I am on television and on radio, and I get to help a lot of people. And as a result of that, provision is made available for me. Remember, I told you where your place is, there is also provision. So I am operating in the place I'm supposed to be in every way. I'm operating in the spiritual place, the physical place, and the mental place where I'm supposed to be. And because of that, yes, I am financially free. Yes. However, I am still grinding. I am still building. I am still growing just like the next person. So my point in all of that is this. If I can do it, so can you. If I can do it, anybody can. As a matter of fact, if I can do it, let me tell you, I know for a fact that there was a God, and I know that it can be done, and it can be done for you. And it starts with tracking your spending, looking at every single penny. So if you have received the income and expense spreadsheet from me, because hundreds of thousands of people have gotten free help from me, a few of y'all have paid for it, which is fine. I'm okay with that. You've bought a book. You've signed up for a class. You've done something to help yourself. But even if you haven't, it's okay. I just want to be clear that I still respond to every single inquiry, and I give away hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of free information every single week. Free information. Stuff that if you reached out to somebody else, they're going to ask you for a consultation fee. They're going to tell you, hello, how's your day? You broke, and then they're going to ask you for a fee. That doesn't happen here with me. It doesn't happen with Deidre. It doesn't happen with Lens List. That doesn't happen with us. We give you the information, expect you to be empowered. And yes, at some point you have to spend a dime or a dollar and make a decision. Just like you do, you want to eat, then you got to pay for the food. You want to eat financially, then you got to pay for the financial wealth at some point and the financial information so you can increase your financial health. But for the most part, it's free. So if you have gotten the income and expense spreadsheet from my office for free, open it right now. Open it and put in some real numbers. Put in every single expense that you have, your light bill, your gas bill, your telephone bill, your cable bill, how much money you spend it on food, hair, your children, jujus, all your little, you know, jujus, all your little stuff that you're spending money on. Put all of that in there. Don't be afraid of it. See, this is about power. Green Friday, green any day, is about you getting your power back. So I want you to open it, list everything, but then also list your income. If your income is $2,000 and your expenses are $4,000, you in a black hole on Black Friday and every day. If your expenses are more than the amount of money you bring in, then you're on the black list. Let me tell you something. They're coming for you. Who? The world is. Because when you cannot operate right side up financially, then it impacts every single thing else you do. Mentally, you're frustrated. Anxiety presents itself. Your energy isn't where it's supposed to be. You're not as creative as you could be. A few of us let not having enough money drive us into overdrive so that we produce and we create. But for most people, it stops and it halts everything. So I want you to think about this, but I also want you to do something. And it starts with writing your expenses. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. Let me repeat, thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. You can't do everything on a smartphone. You can't do everything on an iPad. You can't do everything on an Android. You can't do everything on the computer. Some things you need to write. You need to pick up a pen and a paper and you need to write. Or minimally, go into your computer, open your spreadsheet, and type in each one of those numbers. I'm going to call that writing if you actually type the letters yourself. I don't want you to download the spreadsheet and look at it. It's not the same. I want you to go in and type every single expense, because the process of doing that is going to reveal something in you and it's going to do something to you so that you can now get the information through you and go to the next level. Decisions decide wealth. This is the harvest season. The harvest is here. The time is now. The power is yours. What does black mean to you? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. When we come back after this break, I got a nice little surprise for you. But right now we have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
Sync your life with Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsyncosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com and submit your ambassador application today.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I told you all I had a surprise for you. I am here hanging out with the girls. We have been navigating, networking, collaborating, connecting, and communicating here at the 2019 Soul Train Music Awards. Yes. And I have Denise, Miss Sync Your Life. Denise is in the house. Hey, Denise.
Hi.
Miss Alicia, real estate broker extraordinaire and everything else. Hey, Miss Alicia.
Hey, hey.
And I don't think you all have met Dr. Katrina. Dr. Trina manages me when I let her. Actually, she manages me. I'd be like, listen, I don't want to do anything, but y'all just tell me where to go, what to do. And most of the time, they lead me like they lead in the blind. And sometimes, you know, I got to figure out now, where am I going? But we have been talking today about Black Friday and if we are taking advantage of this day or if this day is taking advantage of us. The word black can be used as an expression of power. But the world has decided that the word black can also be used to depict a black hole, darkness, blacklist, you name it. They've got a whole thing. And so as we talk about Black Friday, which I also shared when I was a kid, Black Friday started the Friday after Thanksgiving. Can we just start there?
Yes.
It didn't start 3 months before Thanksgiving.
No.
People didn't start. You know, people are shopping on Tuesday night. Before Thanksgiving. They're saying the Black Friday sale starts on Tuesday
And Thanksgiving is on Thursday.
It started on Halloween.
It started on Halloween. Yes. Black Friday sales started on Halloween. So I just want us to talk about Green Friday. I want to talk us to talk about the power of our wealth. And I want us to talk about and really embody that our decisions decide our wealth. So if each one of you ladies could just share with me, just really quickly for the audience, what is your perspective about Black Friday versus Green Friday, and what kind of power can you give our listeners?
For me, Black Friday, to an extent, it brings that scarcity mindset. So you have everyone piling up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning to get these items. Only 4 or 5 of them are going to be available. So you're getting up at the crack of dawn, get there to get this item that you may not get. Then come to find out, like you said later, it'll be clearance. It's a clearance item that they were going to put on sale anyway, but they made you think that they only had so many that they were going to offer at this price. So you went up, sacrificed your day, sacrificed your time with your family to get this item that really wasn't on sale in the first place.
I never thought about that. It was something that they were going to put on sale anyway, because right. The Black Friday stuff is never the stuff that you was going in the store
no,
for
not.
In the first place.
No, it's not.
It's not the brand you were going in there for. It's the stuff that they could... Wow.
You don't need that 99 cents.
You also got to remember that a lot of times what they'll do, they'll mark the price up and then they'll, for Black Friday, make it low, making it seem like you're getting a deal when you're really not even getting a deal. You have to get in the minds of these salespeople in these stores that will make us think we're getting a sale.
Wow, that is so powerful, that it's a markup to make you think it was something that it's not, and now the letdown is what they wanted you to get anyway, and they don't have enough of them, so you're going to buy some other stuff you don't need.
Exactly, because remember, it's all a mental thing. Once they can get us in our minds, they got us. So what they do is they, like Dr. Trina said, they finagle those prices, guys. Be smarter than them this year and plan accordingly. Don't go out on Black Friday. There's no such thing as a Black Friday anymore. Dr. Lynn, let's tell them what it's going to be.
It's going to be Green Friday.
It's going to be Green Friday.
Investment.
Yes.
And it's make money with Dr.
Lynn. Yeah.
Make money with Dr. Lynn. You know, this time let's use our power and do Green Friday and invest in something that's going to be longstanding, that's going to be wealthy for us, that's going to help us leave legacies for our kids, for our friends, or whoever, if you don't have children. But let's build a legacy, because you're going to go buy something in the store that's not even going to last that long.
Start your home-based business.
Yes.
Sync your life with Denise.
Yes.
Take that money. Go and sign up to be an ambassador. And then if she's running a Green Friday sale, go get enough supplies for the year.
Yep.
Go get enough supplies. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you can now write off. That you can write off. So when we start thinking about Green Friday, we have to start thinking about how we're going to put money in our pocket, and not how we're going to put material things in our pocket.
Absolutely.
How we're going to put wealth in our families, and not how we're going to take wealth out of our families.
Yes.
And here's the deal. If you were planning to shop for Black Friday, and you put this certain amount of money aside, if you don't have 5 times that in your bank account saved, put it back.
Correct.
So if you were going to spend $1,000 on Black Friday, I'm not going to tell you need $1,000 in your bank account, because you just barely have enough just to handle a very small emergency.
Right.
Everybody should have at least 2 to 3 months of expenses in their emergency fund just in case something happens. So if you don't have $5,000 in your savings account and you were going to spend $1,000 on Black Friday, then I'm going to tell you to rethink that and retool that.
And I also want to say, single mothers, don't let this be a holiday or a time for you to feel guilty because of all the sacrifices you had to do. You couldn't make it to that game.
You just said it.
For that kid. So on Black Friday, you're going to make it up and buy $1,000 worth of gifts just for them to look at you and say, this is it. I've experienced that plenty of times, and we always want to let our guilt and our emotions control our spending on that day, and then we feeling all joyful. The next day, we so remorseful, we can't even pay our mortgage because we didn't spend all this money on these gifts for our kids.
Wow, that is
huge. Give your child a gift of stock. Give your child a checking account.
Yes, a gift of an education.
Yes.
A gift of better decisions.
Yes.
A gift of wisdom. A gift of discipline.
Nice meal.
I can say this, because one of the things that I teach women, they say, well, Lynn, how are you so successful? I got a good marriage. I have good children. I have a good business. This and that. I say, because I don't try to do everything. I've told my children, you all get 2 graduations and 1 wedding apiece. That's what I'm coming to.
You get married 5 times, I'm not coming to the mother 4 weddings. I'm not coming to that. Because I got stuff to do. I'm building an empire. You think I could build an empire coming to all your weddings? I can't do it. First of all, I'm going to send you a paycheck that you can use to pay for the stuff that I'm going to write off. And if this will work out, great. If it don't, then I'll see you at the next divorce. I don't know what to tell you. But I can't come to everything. And I can come to 2 graduations. You get high school and college. Because I got 3 children. That's 6 things I got to come to. 6 things. And then here, your first 2 children. I'm going to give you 2 kids. You have 8 kids. I can't come be there for all them births. I can't be there for all them births. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I say that jokingly, but it really comes down to understanding that the power is yours. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We are taking over. It is going to be a Green Friday. Decisions decide wealth. Go to LynnMillionaire.com, LynnRichardson.com. All of these ladies can be found at Lynn Millionaire on Lynn's List or some way. Reach out to me. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.